Julie Hambleton's sister, Maxine, was killed in the Birmingham pub bombings. I spoke to her earlier and asked for her reaction to what Gerry Adams said.
Well, my initial reaction is he's never condemned it before. Why didn't he condemn it in 1974 when it happened, 1975, 1976, 1991 when the Birmingham Six were released, where they allowed them to sit and rot in prison for a crime they didn't commit? Why now? Is there an ulterior motive?
Why do you think he's condemning it now?
I don't know. You'd need to ask him. I don't know. He must have an ulterior motive. Gerry Adams doesn't do or say anything without having an ulterior motive.
Well, we know he's coming to the end of his time, obviously, as Sinn Féin president. Maybe the timing of this will make relatives think whether he has done enough while he was in politics.
Now, it's not a laughing matter. Statement is laughable. He hasn't done enough. He hasn't done anything. What has he done for victims of terrorism? Terrorism does exactly what it says on the tin. It terrorises and destroys lives. Not lives that are just extinguished because they're blown up or shot in the back of their head. They affect hundreds of people. We are the surviving relatives of 21 people who were killed in cold blood for absolutely no reason whatsoever. 21 people, and we're going into our 44th year now where we still are having to fight for truth, justice and accountability. It is, as it happens, in his sphere of influence to encourage the IRA to tell us if they did do it, who did it, why they did it, and to provide the information so we can move forward. It's a great trauma for us every single day, every single year. He's a statesman, allegedly.
And Gerry Adams, obviously, you will know this, has always denied being in the IRA.
Well, that's neither here nor there where we're concerned. But that is neither here nor there. He is the political leader of the political wing of the IRA. And as such, he is in a position to influence others. And not just the IRA, he could help us to influence, to get information from the PSNI, West Midlands Police, the UK government, the Irish government, but most of all, the IRA, if they did commit this heinous crime, for them to give us all the necessary and relevant information that everybody is denying that they have.
What impact has the last 40 years had on you, Julie?
Well, for about 30 years, we never confronted it. Never. We never confronted it. We never spoke about Maxine. We just too hard. Even now, it's just too hard. I'm looking at a picture as I'm talking to you, and she was full of life. She had a whole life ahead of her. I never got to grow up with my big sister. I never got to see her possibly get married, possibly become a solicitor, possibly have children where I could be their auntie. My mum identified her in the morgue. We only found out about when we started campaigning, so many years ago now, because she didn't tell us to protect us. And knowing the image that my mum has of her last viewing of her beloved daughter, gaunt. My mum, she had no one to talk to. And we wouldn't want anyone else to know what it feels like, to know how it wrecks lives.
Julia, I'm sorry that you've got upset. I really am. And thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.